Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul, here with our guests Shane Mitchell and Aaron Dagan of TBA to talk about TBA's Summer Performing Arts Academy and a couple of other things. You want to tell me what the other things
all
are?
All of the attendant performances on this Summer Performing Arts Academy.
It's quite a weekend.
Oh, man. Well, you know, we've already been hauling, you know, coming right out of the conference where we were performing. And then hit the ground running and started our Improvisational Theater Academy, which started the Monday after the Valdez Conference and is going right now. And that's going to perform on Friday night down at the museum. So that's super exciting, getting the academy started.
That's tonight, Friday.
Yeah. And then on Monday, we start with our Advanced Academy, which is our oldest group of kids. And then the week after that, we start with our
The Actors Academy,
which is our regular academy. Then 4 weeks after that, we start with our Music Theater Academy. So it's this red hot summer.
You're also doing something Saturday, I understand.
Right. Saturday, there's the big statehood celebration going on downtown, being sponsored by the Downtown Partnership. And we'll be performing on, we're going to blow this, the
Paratovich Park stage
at 12:30, 2:30, and 4:30. We're going to be doing a review of the old Mickey Mouse Club, where my twin brother Wayne is going to be playing Jimmy Dodd, and we've got eight Mouseketeers, and we'll be doing all of the traditional
variety acts as well as some song and dance acts.
That sounds like
should do
fun.
Any stuff with like lariats. They did a lot of like rope dancing.
I always remember that, but no. We're going to be doing some singing and some swing dancing and hula hooping and the old 50s style of stuff. So it should be lots of fun.
Are your players going to assume the personas of the like Karen and Cubby and Annette?
No, only Wayne will assume Jimmy Dodd. The rest of them are going by their real names because really there is only one Annette Funicello. We can't fool.
But they do have the hats and, you know, the names on the shirt, so.
Wow.
Complete with mouse ears. Should be a good time.
Wow. You could graduate to beach blanket.
Beach blanket bingo, yeah.
After this, yeah.
Sure, why not? Get some Frankie and Annette going on.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so that's what's going on Saturday, and it's going to be fun. And we're also going to be there at the Baron Raven Plaza doing some balloon tying and some juggling and just, you know, a great big summer fun celebration of our 50th anniversary.
And that's the Saturday event is free.
That is absolutely correct. You bet. You bet. So stop down. The 50th anniversary celebration is a big deal. They've got three different stages set up all over downtown and have a street fair going on. And it should be great. We're one small part of a great big celebration.
Wonderful.
It's very impressive, I know. And there's been new works commissioned and all over the place. There's stuff going on at the museum.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, this is the Rasmussen Foundation threw down $1 million to commission specific projects for statehood and stuff. So that's a big deal. That's cool stuff.
Next Tuesday, the 30th, is the 51st anniversary of the big bonfire.
That's right. And you were telling me that you and your daughter were at that bonfire?
Yes, we were. It's her birthday and on June 30th, and we just grabbed her, and we were so excited and went down to the park strip with a bunch of wood and firewood from our fireplace and threw it on. It was huge. It was an immense bonfire.
I saw a photo of it. People were like hundreds of yards away from it. The heat must have been really intense.
Still trying to make s'mores at that distance.
So, Aaron, so are you directing the workshops at the academy?
Actually, this summer I'm not directing. I work as the administrator of the entire program. So I oversee and hire all of our directors. And we've got a great group of directors in this summer for both our advanced and regular academies. All four of them either are currently working on their masters or have their masters in either theater or education. So it's going to be a really good opportunity for the students, theater professionals.
So in addition to training them, I presume you must have some sort of plays that you put on.
Oh, yeah.
They each, in our advanced academy and in our regular academy, which is the four-week program, they take classes for half the day and rehearse a show for half the day. And at the end of that 4 weeks, they present a production. And this summer, we're doing Clue in our advanced academy. And then in the regular, we're doing an Arabian Nights tale, a Princess and the Pea, and a melodrama.
Okay, so and this is for kids ages what to what?
We have programming for kids 5 to 18, but the actual academy, we start them at 8 to 18.
And the advanced starts at 12 years old.
Okay, so if somebody had a child or a young person that was interested, they would call you, and then you would place them in like the comedy one or the musical, or there's different, you
Actually,
know.
They apply to be in one particular one. For the Actors Academy, we do 3 shows within that, and so they can register as long as there's space, and there is still space, and that starts a week after next on July the 7th. And they audition on their first day, and they're placed within a cast based on that audition. And so every child gets a part in one of the shows.
And one
then
of the
Advanced Academy is an application process. They must have 2 letters of recommendation from either teachers or directors they've worked with before, and they must submit an essay. So it's an application rather than an audition process. But the advanced program is for students who are seriously looking at theater, and they want to take that extra step and make that commitment.
Wow. Yeah, there's a huge difference between just giving somebody an opportunity to be on stage and performing, which is great, and actually training them to be an actor, which, you know, is just one step further. And so our regular academy is for those guys who go, I want to have fun, I want to socialize, I want to do these great things in the theatrical world, but I'm not sure that this is something I really want to study. Our advanced academy is for those people who really are considering maybe going into it as a living, going and studying it in college, really, really dedicated and interested in it to further develop their skills.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Shane Mitchell and Aaron Dagan of TBA, talking about their Summer Performing Arts Academy.
So you have a lot of students who have begun as at a very young age.
Oh, yeah.
And then you've seen these people actually progress and advance and become theater professionals themselves,
one
right?
One of the things that we're extremely proud of is that one of our directors who's coming back started with us when she was a little girl, went on, got her bachelor's degree in at Cornell in Ithaca, got her master's degree at Harvard, has gone on to L.A. where she's working, and said, you know what, I want to come back and contribute to the program.
Who might that be?
That's Kristen Frazier. And so many of our staff, David Fink, Megan Blado, Petra Banks, all started as our students, have gone on to get degrees in theater and then come back to work for us. And so that tells us an awful lot about our program in terms of it training professionals, and not only training professionals, but imbuing them with a sense of wanting to give back to their community.
Well, that's great.
That's great.
Because we don't have the thing where somebody has to go outside or be from outside. So it's nice that it stays in town. And there's also that kind of continuity, that like longevity with the program. So people, you could say, well, you know, I taught a mom, you know, now I got the kids.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you know, the thing about it is, you know, they talk an awful lot about the brain drain in Alaska and Anchorage that our best minds
are
going out, right? So it's very encouraging to think that, sure, some of our best minds are going out to get a better education, but then they're coming back and they still feel that their roots are in Anchorage and in Alaska. So that, you know, they're going out, they're working as theatrical professionals, but then, you know, they're coming back and contributing here. So that's very encouraging.
Yeah, and it becomes such a great pool for the other theater companies in town that we know that, you know, any kind of show that will be going up can be filled with local talent. Because, I mean, TBA stands for what?
Training Better Artists.
So there you go.
Right.
There you have it in a nutshell.
Training Better Artists towards Better Alaska. And, you know, we're thinking that when we have a 20-year legacy, you know, a 40-year legacy, how much will the art pool in Anchorage be better? You know, already we're getting things. You know, we go down to the Valdez Conference,
right?
And Dawson is saying, you know, if I know that the actor is TBA trained, then I'm going to have a good performer in my stage readings. I'm going to have a good performer in my evening plays.
Well, I experienced that when you, like, once again pulled me out of the fire. Thank you.
Oh,
with
not
my
at
little
all.
Play. Wayne came in there on his own volition, and I asked, could you maybe help me? And he didn't answer me. And then he said, Mark, if you don't mind, sure, please go ahead. And you went in there and you cracked the whip and, you know, you got everything up to speed. And you had some TBA people in my cast.
That's right.
So you knew knew exactly. It was almost like a laying on of hands. You know, you own the kid, you own the actor for the rest of time.
Well, and that's interesting that you should bring up that show, because this may be too early in the summer to talk about this, but August 8th and 9th are going to be our next overnighters that we produce with Three Wise Moose. And and that play originally started as an overnighter.
That's
and
right.
And then ended up at the Valdez Conference.
That's right. And there were your students in that as well.
Yep. And so that's one of the other great things is when the pool of actors in Anchorage are people that have a common vocabulary that you go, okay, you remember when we talked about this in class, and the kid can go, oh, yeah.
That's what you did. That's exactly what he did. And then it made the difference. I mean, I think it was the difference between being received successfully or maybe, I don't know, back to the drawing board. So, you know, because Wayne and Shane and you are kings and queen of the overnighters.
Oh, thanks.
And yeah, definitely. I mean, it's amazing. It's just, it really is.
On this subject, it's something that people who aren't aware of the quality of theater in Anchorage, who haven't seen any of it, I might point out that we have a pool of actors up here between you and the Valdez Theater Conference, which is a training in itself, that writers who come up from outside and see the quality of acting up here are stunned.
Yeah.
Just stunned.
It really is extraordinary, the pool of talent that we have. And I really wish that Alaska and Anchorage in particular would take pride in that, would say, you know, there is nothing going on in New York that can't happen here in Anchorage. You know, with the proper finances, we could put on as good a show as you would see anywhere in the nation.
And any kind of show, from a musical to a drama, from big to, I've always thought that. And now even more than ever, you know, it's kind of like, it's kind of weird. It's like almost like in the Renaissance where you had like little towns. I always think of that. Like you had Florence and Ravenna and Verona and all the different, Padua, you know, all these different little, you know, so you got Anchorage and this kind of specializes. Like Italy has the opera towns.
Right.
You know, this is like a theater town.
Yeah. Yeah. And specifically, you know, one of the things that they're worrying about nationwide is where is the next generation of playwrights coming from? You know, because there's just not the same.
Wasilla.
Well, there you go. It's coming from Alaska, evidently.
Mm-hmm. Which is awesome.
Yeah. And that's what they do in the theater and conference. And that's what you do with the overnighters, because you couple the writing with the talent.
That's one of the things we're proud of, is that TBA is the number one producer of new works in the state. You know, and a lot of that work is done, you know, through the overnighters with Three Wise Moose, but, you know, we're very supportive of new works and pretty proud of that fact.
Yeah. Well, that's about all we have time for. Thank you so much for coming down, Shane Mitchell and Aaron Dagan.
It's awesome to be here, as always.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, telling us about the Summer Academy of Performing Arts that you have going on now, and enrollment is open throughout the summer for subsequent classes and also for the events that are happening this weekend. Thanks a lot.
You betcha. Thank you.
And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. Theater Artists United present Midnight Soap Scum Goes to Hell at Out North. And they are going to put on episode 2. It's a serial. And this is happening Friday and Saturday, tonight and tomorrow night at 10:30 p.m. For tickets or more information, call Out North at 279-8099. Or you can go to outnorth.org.
And Cyrano's presents Hullabaloo, a historical and hysterically accurate multimedia musical comedy show starring Alice Welling and Leo Tariff, at Cyrano's Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. And this is the last weekend of Hullabaloo. For tickets, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
And finally, TBA presents their Summer Performing Arts Academy Advanced Classes, which begin Tuesday, June 30th. For information regarding enrollment, call 677-7529, or you can go to tbatheater.org, and that's theatre. And also, tonight at the Anchorage Museum at 7 p.m., there's a comedy improv showcase, which is the results of their Comedy Improv Academy. And tomorrow, Saturday, Saturday at 12:30, 2:30, and 4:30, TBA presents the Mickey Mouse Club Review, and it's part of the celebration of statehood at Pravatovich Park, downtown on 4th Avenue. For more information, call 677-7529, and once again, go to tbatheater.org, T-H-E-A-T-R-E.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.